This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and Forestry SA has let us know where exactly their timber will be going over the next decade. And it looks like, unexpectedly, some log for the Morgan Sawmill at Jamestown. I'm joined by Minister for Primary Industries and Regional Development, David Basham. Minister, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Jordan.
So, of course, a lot of what we've talked about around the Jamestown Sawmill is that they missed out on that tender process with Forestry SA, but now I see that they have been given a year's supply of log. What's going on?
It's very much there were an opportunity for a 10-year tender going forward, and different mills put applications in for that, and two South Australian mills got certainly the majority of that timber. But my understanding is that Forestry SA also had some other timber that didn't quite fit into the specs of they were looking for, so they were able to make that available to Morgan Sawmill for the next 12 months.
So obviously 1 year isn't exactly a large amount of log, or it's not, enough to build confidence for that business?
It certainly gives us an opportunity to continue to work down a path looking for what opportunities might be out there for them. As we've pointed out before, there's the timber around Bandalier itself available and on their doorstep, but we can also continue to look at what other options, whether there be a future timber available from the Adelaide Hills Forest of Forestry SA, or whether Kangaroo Island option is something that may suit them going forward as well.
Of course, you have recently spoken with Senator Dunningham, the Assistant Minister for Forestry. What have those conversations been like regarding the Kangaroo Island log?
Certainly, there's some interest in the federal government in doing something in this space. We're continuing to work with them to work out possible options and details that we may be able to support at a federal level and a state level, some funding going towards and getting that timber off KI. It's not likely to exactly mirror the option that's been done in New South Wales, but it's around the same sort of proposal where there was fires that damaged timber. In that case, there were timber mills that were burnt down locally to that timber. Therefore, it needed to be moved away from that. In this case, there are no mills near the timber, but it still needs to be moved relatively quickly. So the federal government is certainly keen to have a look and see whether it can support that.
Of course, the Jamestown sawmill very much keen on processing that log, but I did see that one of the sawmills that has been, I think it was the KSI sawmill at Nuriupta, looking to start up another sawmill. Would they also be, I guess, in the running for that Kangaroo Island log?
Well, it's certainly something that we will investigate every opportunity for any business to be involved in this. It's not something that's ever likely to be exclusive to one business, to be the sole tenderer for this timber. But it is an opportunity to be open to any grower of timber on KI that's been damaged by fires, likewise to any timber mill that wants to process the timber.
So with this, announcement from Forestry SA, we get a bit of a better view of where the log from this round of the tender or this recent tender has gone. Of course, Senator Rex Patrick was concerned that there was probably too much log going to export. What do we know how much is actually going to export now?
There's hardly any at all. The only timber going to export is very poor quality log that no one wants. That's the only thing that's earmarked to go offshore at all.
Right. And so I guess there's not too much concern in that space then. What's next for Forestry SA then? What's next for sawmills?
So this has certainly given us some security that this year of rounds around this tender. My understanding is there are other opportunities in the future for other long-term tenders for timber. They will be put out, and mills like the Nuriupta and the Tarpena and Jamestown will tender again for those rounds going forward. This is very much giving long-term security to both the growers of the timber and to the mills themselves, but it's very much on a commercial basis. They need to bid for commercially to get access to this timber, and prices for timber are at the moment high, and so it's being done on a very much commercial basis, as I expect taxpayers expect us to look after South Australians, yes, but we need to make sure that they are competitive, and it is good to see that the timber has gone to pretty well all South Australian businesses.
And with that log on Kangaroo Island, when can we expect a decision made on how much assistance the government will be putting towards it?
We're continuing to work on that as quickly as we can. We were dealing with the federal government, so we need to. I can't put timelines on their decision making, but we're working with them to try and achieve an outcome as quickly as we can.
No worries. Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
That was Minister for Primary Industries and Regional Development David Basham on your Classic Hits Breakfast.